Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland, helping Irish business go global, opening up new opportunities every day through our worldwide network.
Good morning and welcome to Breakfast Business, and thank you to Eamon Torsney. It is Monday, the 27th of January. It is 6:30. Coming up on today's show, we'll be talking live to Ryanair as it publishes its latest third quarter results, and we'll be looking at whether there are any upsides to Ireland. For Ireland from Trump 2.0 and all the markets as usual as earnings season gets underway. And you can email us business@newstalk.com. We'll have a regular review of the international business page a little bit later in the show. But first, Europe's biggest airline has just posted its third quarter results. Ryanair's profit after tax fell 12% to €149 million, although passenger traffic was up 9%. That comes on top of an 18% fall in profits in the previous quarter, as the airline said it would fly to 123 different routes from Dublin this summer, with an arrival of 14 new Boeing 737 MAX 8 aircraft, albeit almost a year late. Neil Sorahan is the Chief Financial Officer with Ryanair. Good morning, Neil.
Joe, good morning. How are things?
Not too bad, Neil. I hope you weren't affected by the storm. Let's talk about the storm in the profits. Down again.
Down again year to date, but in the quarter we had a relatively good quarter. We saw a profit increase from €15 million last year in Q3 to €149 million in the current quarter. So I think we've turned the corner on the fares where they were down in the first half of the year quite significantly. We saw fares up 1% in the third quarter thanks to the strong close-in Christmas and New Year bookings, but also thanks to the fact that the online travel agent, the OTA boycott, which happened in November, December of last year, is now starting to lap. So a relatively good performance in the quarter, but as you rightly pointed out, down on the year to date. But we're guiding now relatively strong profits for the full year in a range of about €1.55 billion to €1.61 billion, which would be a good performance in the year.
Yeah, it is. Your costs are up 8%.
Yeah, pleased with that. In that it lagged behind the 9% increase in traffic. So on a per passenger basis, we saw our cost per passenger down 1% in line with expectations. And again, on a full year basis, we would expect our total cost per passenger to be relatively flat. This has been helped hugely by the fuel hedging that we have in the business, where we've locked in at savings this year, and that's helped offset some labour inflation in the business, but also ongoing Boeing delivery delays.
Oh yes, well the Boeing stuff is pretty important, isn't it? You no longer expect Boeing to deliver sufficient aircraft ahead of the summer 2025 schedule, and that means you won't reach your 210 million self-imposed target for passengers.
Yeah, disappointed that we've had to drop the traffic target again. We're now looking at about 206 million passengers in the coming financial year, which starts for us on the 1st of April. That said, myself and Michael were in Seattle a couple of weeks ago. We've seen notable improvements in the production line in Seattle. So I'd have a strong level of confidence that the additional nine aircraft that we need to get to 181 game changers ahead of this summer and to deliver those extra passengers, 206 million passengers, I'd be relatively confident we'll get there. Equally, I'd have a high level of confidence that the remaining 29 aircraft in our 210 game-changer aircraft order book will come in ahead of the summer of next year, which will enable us then to catch up lost traffic from this year and grow to about 215 million passengers that year. So I think Boeing are on the turn. I think things are improving. Disappointing that they didn't ramp up faster after the strike. But look, we're moving in the right direction.
Okay. In terms of the new government coming in here, are you quietly confident that they will deal with the passenger cap at Dublin Airport now that they have shed the Green Party?
I think it's hugely important for Ireland that this is addressed. We've got two runways, two terminals. We've got enough capacity to do 60 million passengers a year, and yet we've got an artificial cap of 32 million, thanks to a High Court referral that we got pre-Christmas to the EU. On the cap, we were able to increase traffic for Dublin this summer, and indeed put more environmentally efficient A200 aircraft in there. So I think it's hugely important for the government, and it's hugely important for Ireland that this issue is addressed as quickly as possible, because the referral that we got is the only reason why there's extra traffic in there at the moment, and there's still uncertainty over what will happen into the winter. So I'd be hopeful, given that it was in the manifestos of the various government parties, that it'll be very high on their list of things to do.
Yeah. Do you know the incoming Transport and Environment Minister, Dara O'Brien, by any chance?
Not hugely. Swords is his local area. So again, I hope, given the high number of employment and jobs and people dependent on the airport, that this will all be taken into account in the decision.
There's another story in the Business Post over the weekend about a two drinks limit. I presume you're dead keen on that.
I think it would be very helpful if we could limit the amount of alcohol that people are consuming. Airports are probably the only place where you can get a drink at 6 in the morning. It is leading to some disruptions, small number of passengers, but it is leading to some disruptions on board the aircraft. And, you know, I think it's important in the interest of safety for our passengers, our crews and our aircraft that we try to limit anything that might lead to issues on board an aircraft.
Would you or your boss, Michael O'Leary, take the call if the government called and said, listen, we need your business expertise to manage the Trump 2.0 era?
Look, if the call comes in, we'll look at the call. But I think the government are as well placed as anyone to deal with that.
OK, congratulations on the result, Neil. That is Neil Sorin.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.